Hundreds of Baltimore youth showed up at a recent city council hearing to plead for more money for after-school and community school programs. At least one city councilman thought it was a rare moment for youth in Baltimore, so WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi caught up with some of them to find out what spurred to get them involved.
Good evening, everyone!
Good evening!
That's Samira Franklin, a 19-year-old from Sandtown in West Baltimore. She's the lead youth organizer for Baltimore Youth Organizing Project, which grew from the unrest after the death of Freddie Gray.
Baltimore has become a city that fails to address its rising homicide rates by defunding youth. As we bear witness to the most fatal year in our city's history, our youth are struggling to survive. On the first day of 2017, the first murder in our city was a childhood friend of mine.
Franklin says she saw the two of them go down very different paths in life because her school had an after-school program and her friends didn't.
Me speaking up for him is maybe it'll somehow, you know, ease the pain of the young people in Baltimore that have been lost because they were not prioritized. But also, you know, this is setting a new precedent. You know, young people don't have to turn to the streets because there isn't anything.
Zeke Cohen, the city council's youth committee chair, says Baltimore youth led the charge for after-school and community school funding during the budget negotiations.
Young people from all across the city joined together and asked and then demanded that we support the programs that support them. And so I do think this was a rare, somewhat rare moment of unity and of strength among young people in this city.
Among those who came out in support was Crisali de los Santos, a 17-year-old graduate of the National Academy Foundation High School in East Baltimore.
I've always been an activist since I was little.
She plans on going to Baltimore City Community College in the fall and then transfer to Morgan State University to study international affairs. De los Santos says she was inspired to get involved in her community when she began attending Casa de Maryland's Mi Espacio after-school program for youth leadership. And she says the current political climate has motivated her to learn more.
What I'm hoping for is not just for Baltimore, it's the whole country. I feel that it don't matter from you come from, it don't matter who you want to be or what you are right now. I think that we all need to have the same opportunities and we all have needs. Even though they're different, we need to have somebody in power who is going to help us get where we need to be.
And in that spirit, she says, she plans to create an app to help people learn English over the summer in her spare time. She says she hopes to have it on the market in the next year. One resilient young man, Jairo Padilla, a rising senior at the National Academy Foundation, is a friend of De Los Santos.
I see cases of injustice and they motivate me to keep moving forwards because one person can make a difference. So with support, I always try to be aware of injustice.
Padilla is also a youth advocate at Casa de Maryland. He says he's worried for his parents and other Latinos in his community who can be picked up at any moment by immigration police, regardless of their status. He also says that his advocacy has helped him reevaluate his plans for the future.
Well, I was thinking about studying to become a mechanic, but I've been leaning more towards the idea of being able to impact people with my words, so I'm thinking about a career change.
Padilla says he may want to study political science in college. Cohen says that many times the youth in Baltimore are held in a negative light and seen as responsible for the violence.
But the experience that I've had is that young people in Baltimore are brilliant and incredibly resilient.
Whether it's after-school funding, creating English language apps, or advocating for immigrants, Baltimore's youth is looking to change the narrative. I'm Dominique Maria Bonassi for 88.1 WYPR.